Good morning, everyone. I sure could have heard a little bit more singing going on out there. I am a guy that likes to hear the gospel message, but I also like to hear praise and worship. Praise, a lot of praise. I think I'm turned on, so if you can't hear me, I holler over motorcycles. Okay? So I'm good at getting loud. And they gave me a pulpit, but it's glass. So you can't bang on it. You know, at my church, I get those people that come to church and they're tired. By the time I'm done with them, they're wide awake because I tend to pound on the pulpit when I see somebody doing one of them things. And my grandson's usually the first one to do it. But I am 64 years old. I live in Staunton, Illinois. I go to New Life Christian Fellowship right down the road here down in Hamel. Lord grabbed a hold of me, I was trying to figure it up, a little over 22 years ago. And he's been doing mighty works, mighty works. If you knew me before, at my, that's 30 years ago I went to high school. When I went to class reunion, they did not believe what I had changed into. You know, I used to be the beer drinker, the hell raiser. A lot of bad things in my life. And the last words I heard my mother say on her deathbed was, "I always thought that boy be a preacher." What a thing to hear when you weren't being real Christ-like at the moment. I'm losing my mom. That was the last person I had on earth. I do have a brother, a younger brother. He don't like me. I'm a Bible thumper. And I enjoy being a Bible thumper. I don't beat you with the Bible, but I love on you. God didn't say I had to like you. But he does tell me over and over and over again, you have to love everyone. You have to forgive everyone. And the things he did to me, I forgave. They're gone. But now I'm working on him. Little brother. By the way, Brian, if you were listening, you know, I'm talking about you. You know, God has moved me around the world in a sense that I belong to the largest, most powerful evangelistic team of motorcyclists in the world. We're over 250,000 strong in North America. In North America, CMA, Christian Motorcyclists Association, which I am one of 28 presidents in this state. And when he got me, right after losing mom, I said a prayer. I told Ralph this, "Lord, show me what you want of me. I have nobody else but you. Show me. I'm thick skulled. I'm a man. Show me." A few weeks later, my wife thought I was going through a change of life. I started having visions of motorcycles. I could tell you the streams, the scenery, the glorified views, and such a picture that Jesus was showing me on a big old bagger motorcycle. And if you see my ride out there, it's big, it's bagger. You know, I followed Jesus. When he called me, I did not know Jesus. I was the only child out of two, so 50% of us went to church. That was me when I was young. I liked church. I still got some of the junk my mom put in little cedar chests. You know, the little Josephs and stuff that you made and class. I got that. I got my first Bible. I thought that was gone forever. But it came up. I got one on the bike right now that I've carried since I lost my mom. And you can see, I like the color. I like the highlight. These are things that God has spoken straight at me. You know, I've been rider now with CMA for 18 years, I think it is. We're in 2021. No, 19 years. 19 years. I joined just wanting to be a member of something. You know, besides church. Church still was not clicking like it should. But the pastor kept talking to me. As you've seen, I'm a second row Baptist. My church, I'm sitting on the inside row because I'm also usher, Sunday school teacher, security. I got a lot of hats, you know, but I love it. But I'm a second row Baptist. Back when I first came to church, I was that guy sitting way back there. Well, a little bit further. Well, he's about in the right seat, you know, but I kept slooping down. Pastor's looking at me. He's talking to me. And he was. Pastor Struber, he was a fill-in pastor. General Baptist Church in Staunton. He had a story. I needed to hear that story. And that story was the gospel message. And yesterday we went... I normally cut the grass. I'm the grass cutter too at church. 3.5 hours worth of cutting grass. That ain't counting the weed whacking. I love my job. I like what God gives me time to think. I got my big headphones on, Sirius radio on there, the message. And if somebody's teaching that I like, they got to have the right voice. Okay? I'm that kind of guy. I'm sorry. If you got an irritating voice, it's going to be an irritating message. But every time I turn it on, they're not irritating today. They may have been in the truck. I'm a truck driver too. I forgot to say that. So I got a big ministry. I like to talk to people. Ralph came up to me with that thing on his neck. Guys, that's a tie. I own 16 collared shirts, and I've got them all numbered. I know which one was bought when and what rally I bought them at, usually, so I could do this kind of stuff and be presentable. This has every one of our ministries on it, especially the big one. You see that patch, you know you got a Bible thumper ahead of you or behind you. You know, somebody that loves Jesus. I went to Sturgis this year for the first time. I rode it. I'm not one of them sissies that put it in a trailer, drag it up there with your pickup truck. Got your fancy toy hauler. You know, I rode it. Me and my little dog, Hope. That's what that's there for. But then I thought about it. I got another dog. I got three of them. I got Hope. I got faith, and it's supposed to be Love, but Lovey is her nickname. But I put their names on here as a testimony. These are the things I believe in. I believe that if more people come into this building or any building, that let's put it this way, a Bible-believing church, I don't care where you go. Go to church. I know you're live streaming. I encourage you to come back to the building. We need you. The church needs you. You know, don't let this thing this virus keep you away? Put your muzzle on. I mean your mask. I think it's a muzzle. It, just to shut me up. It don't work. I talk over Harleys. You know, I pray over Harleys. I try to be the man God wanted me to be, an evangelist. So I'm going to get a little bit into this message, and we're going to stray off of it every so often. I like rabbits, so I like to chase them, and it's a good thing. At our men's meeting, we always start with one thing, a prayer. So let's go to the Lord in prayer before we dig into this word. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for giving me the chance to come up here and witness and give your word, because it's your words you've been driving into my head. Lord, if there's someone here today that doesn't know you, may this encourage them to bring them closer to you. The ones that are at home, put a blessing upon them. Give them the heart to come back to your church, the building. We are the church. Lord, bless your message. I ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen. I like Matthew. I was going to do Corinthians about being somebody new. But in my driveway working on a generator yesterday and going to my men's meeting, it was more about making disciples. I got the guy across the street staring at me. Okay, that means no dirty words. When you hit yourself or you pinch yourself with that darn screwdriver more than once. And then when the wasp came out of it, and I'm deathly allergic, that was a time I had them all them words lined right up. But God's saying, he's watching you, he's watching you. Right? Don't do that. I beg of you, don't do that. I've been trying to get Dwayne into the church, him and his family, for a while now. But I think about Jesus getting his disciples. Okay? We're going to go to Matthew and chapter 4. I need new glasses. Verse 18 through, let's see here, 23. And Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon and called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting their nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. When he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And the key word in this here will come up in this next line. They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. He called to them, and immediately, he didn't think about it, and these guys didn't think about it. Immediately, they left the boat and their father and followed him. You know, the big him. Have you ever thought the day you gave your heart to the Lord, Did you immediately jump on the boat, or as I usually say, the motorcycle, and follow that guy? Would you have followed him? I taught a course, Share Jesus Without Fear. A statistic in that teaching taught me that it takes seven times. Seven. What a glorious number. Seven times before you'll even enter or receive that gospel. I know where my number 7 was. Rochelle, Illinois. Petrol truck stop. Hung over. And shortly after that, my mom passed. Within months of leukemia. I know the person. My wife has the other Bible. She likes the Living Way. It talked to me then. I am New King James now. I got King James on the bike. You know, I got all of them. I just want to see what they say. How they mix words up. I know what God talks to me in. He talks to my heart. He teaches me, like he did yesterday. Watch, you're trying to make a disciple out of that guy. Don't be swearing out here. Okay? I'm not perfect. I'm a truck driver. I got a mouth that's... I keep thinking I'm talking into this puppy here. Yeah, I know I ain't. You know? But I know I can use all them words. But that isn't what Jesus wanted out of me when he made me a disciple. Not when he... Mom paid for that motorcycle, the first one. I got a check. When I found a bike, I got a check like 6 months later from an insurance company I didn't even know she had. I'm the executor of her estate. I didn't know about it. I just put it in a box. My wife didn't even know about it. When I showed her the bike, I had to buy a bunch of clothes. Girls, you know that. You got to buy a bunch of clothes before you get your toys. And I showed her, took her across the street to Knee House in Litchfield, and showed her a Honda Goldwing. It was comfortable for her. It was a big bike. It was a bagger, like I seen in my dream. You better pray about this. That's all I heard. And my wife is part Indian, so you don't sleep real well if she's aggravated. So that's why we bought her clothes. We took her shopping. Took her out to eat and went shopping. Went to church the next day. And she was dumbfounded that this guy went up to the altar and prayed about a motorcycle. But I wanted to be a disciple. I found something that was bringing joy in my heart. In a way, I could be the guy he wanted me to be. I can talk to anybody. I'm not afraid of anybody. Because if something happens to me, I know where I'm going. I'm going to go ride a Victory. See, there's no Hondas. There's no Harleys. There's no Suzukis, Yamahas in heaven. There's one type of bike. You get the Victory. I was hoping that song was going to come up right now. Yeah, you know, there's a Victory in Jesus. Well, he built us a motorcycle for heaven. For us that believe, that ride them streets of gold. And Mom just kept touching, as I said. First thing she said, last thing I heard out of her mouth is he's going to be a preacher. Guys like me are far between, that have no fear of where I go to hand a penny. I'll give you some of those. I was going to go out to the trunk of the bike and get them. But I have little tracts. It's a penny. It's got cross in it, cut out of the middle. In the middle of that thing, it says, "In God we trust." Across the front, it says, "God we trust." On the back, it does say, "1 cent." And now, all I got to do is show them it in the palm of my hand. I do it for a reason. I put it in the palm of my hand with the cross facing them. I said, "The cross is to remind you of the 1 cent for you, Jesus Christ." They'll take that. They may not take a paper track. They may not take one of my free Bibles. I gave away everything I had on my motorcycle. Me and Hope gave away everything we had. 10 Bibles. One guy tried to talk me out of my one into my little bag with my notebook and stuff. That one don't go. But he says, that's a real nice one. I said, but would you read it? Well, I carry it on my bike, so we ain't going to give it to this guy. If God put the right person in front of me, I would give it to him. But I carried 10 Bibles. I gave away 10 Bibles. I tried to make 10 disciples. They're all sitting at the table at the motel room smoking pot, and I'm trying to preach a gospel message. You know, drinking beer. Would a suit and tie do that? Would a guy that, you know, feels comfortable with people, and these guys are rough characters that I was dealing with, would you feel comfortable to talk to them about Jesus? We're going to flip over to the very end. I got to watch my time here. I still got a few more minutes yet. I got 15 minutes, and I got a good 15 minutes worth. You know, we're going to go to the very end. Chapter 28, the Great Commission. We're going to go through the whole thing. Because that's where I got caught. I was baptized in the Presbyterian church when I was a young man. Young guy. Little guy. To me, that didn't count. I'm not a sprinkler. I'm sorry if you are. Sorry. I even told my daughter that has my grandson. Mom wants me to take her to the church. I'm not bashing them. It's just they should dedicate a baby. Because the Bible tells us that you should speak with your mouth that you are a sinner. And if you can't do that, that sin's still there. You're going to be forgiven if something were to happen to you. God will grant you in because you didn't know yet. You're a baby. You're a little one. But as soon as you can talk, my two grandkids that I'm raising, as soon as they could talk, they've been baptized. They got sprinkled on first by their mom. But I'm raising them. And we're going to do it right. But in the Great Commission, I'm going to read this off, and then we'll hack it down a little bit to where it should pertain to you and the church. When the 11 disciples went out into the Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them, when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. I got that in red letters. I highlighted that in red. Some doubted. They've already seen all the miracles he could do. Heal the blind, the leper, fed multitudes of thousands. And they, back in that day, they only went and counted men. They didn't count the women and the children. When they said the 5,000, well, it's 5,000 guys. They didn't count the women, the children, you know. And they still had leftovers. That's why I like leftovers. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me. Now, that's Jesus given to me in heaven and on earth. Remember your Lord's Prayer? It says, on heaven and on earth. You know, that's just a practice prayer. It's a good prayer. I keep talking to this darn thing. We should have taken it down, Ralph. And then, let's see here. Where did I go? heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations. That means Afghanistan, y'all. We need to be in there. We need to be back where we were, saving the Christians that were there. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them. You know, these are words that we should have sunk into our head as young people beginning to know Christ. These are the words that hit a 42-year-old man right between the eyes. It was like, duh. I never knew this. But it livened me up. It gave me something to look for. And that was being baptized first. I got dunked. Pastor, I thought was going to hold me down for a while. He said, well, I seen a couple of steamy bubbles. Pastor Mike did. So I held you down a couple more bubbles. And Pastor Mike is an awesome guy. And then, let's see, you're teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you even to the end of the age. Amen. You know, he was saying a prayer over everybody. He was saying a prayer over his disciples. He was giving them the power. And there's a lot of questions that I have when I get to heaven. I really do. I got it for every one of them disciples. You know, what didn't you see? What didn't you catch? Have you ever thought about your neighbor? Have you ever thought about a friend at work? Maybe, you know, the opening prayer around here was praying for your country, praying for people that are in the hospital. How about that guy at work that's having a miserable time right now? He may be going, or she may be going through a divorce. Everybody's finances are in the... Got to get the right word here because of what I want... In the bathroom. Okay? Everybody's. Retired folks are struggling. Guys that are working are struggling because of this COVID thing. So I know there's people out there to pray for. I do a short. I didn't see none out there, so we're going to mention them. Our daily bread. It's a devotional. I sat out here in your parking lot and listened to it. That's how I do it because at 4:30 in the morning, I'm usually on my way to St. Louis to jump in a truck. So I listen to a lot of Bible. I listen to mainly the first thing that comes out is that, our daily bread. It's a one little page, little book about so big, it gives you a scripture. Gives you a short story, and gives you a prayer at the end. It's a great way to start your day. Before my feet hit the floor, I say, thank you, Lord, for another day. Help me get through this one. I got a real rough boss right now. Been there 30 years, and it seems like it's getting worse. But our daily bread, young people, you got smartphones, I know it. If anybody got a dumb phone, one of them flippers, you need one of these. I didn't want one, but now that I got one, you couldn't tear it away from me. I got Bible on there. I got everything. It's made me a better Christian. It's made me a better man all the way around because it keeps me on a schedule. I hate schedules, but it tells me I'm going to be late. I got 20 minutes to get to Holiday Shores. And I said, nah, not on a motorcycle. We'll be there in time. And I was way early. But try something like that. I carry him in my pickup, which is dead right now. But I take that book and I take it to 10 different trucks in our fleet. Last quarter, our daily bread, box of daily breads, got somewhere stuffed in Hamill's post office, and we didn't get them. Do you know I had every one of those guys ask, hey, where's that little book you give me? I like that little book. They don't know it's a devotional yet, but it's all right. They're reading it. I know they're reading it. When I got this new one a month early, I'm just put them in the seats, and text messages start coming in at 3:30 in the morning. I'm still sleeping. I leave at 4:30. Don't bother me until then. But it's a way that you can take and share Jesus. You know, don't be one of them pew sitters. It says in James, be doers of the word, not just listeners. You know what? Be a doer. All you do is earn another crown, and I like crowns too. I want to have me a tiara. I hope. It may be just the framework. There ain't going to be no jewels. But, you know, I'm doing what he asked me to do. I like doing things like this. Introducing a ministry to y'all. A different ministry. But also what God put on my heart. Because it was supposed to be, I think it's 2 Corinthians, now that I'm thinking about it, in 15, where he's talking about what old is gone and you're a new creation and all that. But I started thinking about our men's meeting as I'm working. And I kept thinking about, you know, we need to bring people back to church. Talk to them. Bring new people, even better yet. There's somebody next door that ain't going to a church. If they're afraid of COVID, I see one mask back there. That's it. That's fine if you want to wear a muzzle. You can. But come back to the house of the Lord. We need you as individuals. You're missing somebody that ain't here. Sorry, look, Mom, ain't a word. It's in the dictionary now. She used to get me on that one all the time. Ain't a word. Well, it is now. You know? We have nothing if we don't have Jesus. Correct? That's the only way to heaven. I always like to wave at... I'll probably kill this word, Catholicism, that's got all them things on their bumper sticker about that long, every symbol. I'll show them this arm, and those have my buddies in them. I put their cremations, my best friend and my chaplain. This is covering up the old, but I always like to show my cross because I know I ain't supposed to do it, but on the back, Jesus Saves is going to go on the back of my arms when I play Wild Hogs and go sleeveless. You know, I want people to know who I am. I want them to see this big... I keep looking for my colors, too, back there. I don't usually leave them out the bike. I bring them in. My colors. I'm proud of these colors. It will get me in any clubhouse. Any clubhouse. I almost patched into Outlaws. That was my ex brother-in-law. Where would I have been then? Probably dead. I didn't think. My dad's nickname for me was Stupid. My brother, Stupid's brother. Okay? This is honest. I did stupid things. And I earned it Honestly. I was, what do they call them? I just gave one a hard time yesterday. A probie. He only has one rocker still 6 months later, and that says Livingston. That's it. Usually within 6 months, you've earned your top and the main portion of your patch. As you see, my patch is one piece. One piece. That means that, you know, in their secular world, you have to earn all this stuff. But this one was earned by a guy called Jesus. He paid for my sin. He covers me wherever I go. I never get on that bike without a patch. I don't care if it's on my back, it's on my hat. I got to have a patch on me. Oh no, I'm going to say that word. I may be superstitious, but God has put a covering on me. He's put a covering on this church. I like to see the number of people that are here for one reason. My church today hasn't got half of you. And we're praying to keep the doors open one day at a time. That's what the guys that did show up yesterday for our first men's meeting prayed about. Do you know Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior? If you don't, it's very simple. Ask him into your heart. Tell him you're a sinner. We're all sinners. We're all sinners. So don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. You know, nowadays I got to have one of them tables that you can get up off of, that you can put a little Armstrong into. But the altar is open. Whenever I preach, if any time you hear me, if you have something on your heart you need to lay down, you do it then. Don't wait till tomorrow. Do you believe Jesus died and rose again on the third day? I do. Because I can show you where some of the other guys are. For these other faiths. My Jesus isn't in a box. He's in my heart. He's watching over us, the church, the people. This is just a building. We could meet in the parking lot if we had to. Some churches did during COVID. They met out in the parking lot. Got a radio station thingy. I didn't go to one of them. I was one of the rebellious. I sat right there at the front door, and even though I got a key for ours, I obeyed my pastor and didn't unlock the door. We're live streaming. No, we're not, but we're still live streaming, but you guys at least get to sit close to one another. I'm 6 foot from the road in front of me. Did you believe he died and rose again for you? If not, see me after church. We'll discuss this. I will show you in Scripture where they ran to the tomb and didn't find him. That's the kind of stuff I like. If this is fiction, oh well, I'm sorry. I like Star Wars too. But this isn't fiction. This is God spoken. I like this. Every year I go through the Bible from front to back. Every year I got to remember that that's probably plexiglass, not glass. But, you know, hey, I find something new. Every darn time. That was just like the part there. Oh, well, I'm getting winded. I wrote on here the first four disciples. I still, because I couldn't find my crayon yesterday And it was right in here. Not on the back where it belongs. Well, immediately. The word immediately needed to be highlighted yesterday. And believe it or not, when I went through, put my Bible in the trunk of my bike. There it sat. Right there, out in the open. But I still haven't highlighted it, and I guarantee you by the time I get home, the word immediately. He didn't, you know, he didn't hesitate to go to the cross. Did he? No. He asked, Father, hey man, can you get me out of this? But he knew it was his time. I'm thankful he gave for a sinner like me. He took the old and made it anew. I'm making him proud, number one. But I'm making Mom proud. She's here. She's with me. And she says, Terry, good job, good and faithful son. I'm ready to, I know, I'm watching that hand just creep up on noon, but I get this way when the Spirit grabs. If you have any prayer requests that you need somebody to pray with you, I believe on hands-on. I believe that God will heal you. He's working on me. He's working on a hip and a leg. All on the same side. As you see, I sort of slow getting up here. But you know what? He ain't slowed my heart down. I got the worst case of cotton mouth, too. That's what you get when you drink Monsters first thing in the morning. But if you have any prayer requests, see me. See any one of your deacons. Pray for one another. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this congregation. I thank you for this team of believers that you have here. Lord, if there's anyone in this crowd, and as you know, in our church in Hamel, this looks like a crowd. I believe there's many at home sitting just wanting to have fellowship again with one another. I believe our country is just on a stalemate, not understanding that you're the guy in charge. Not a president, not a congressperson, nobody like that. You're in charge. Colossians, I believe it was. You know, you told us, pray. Pray for one another. If you have somebody on your heart, pray harder for that person. Maybe even go see him, Lord. Stop by. Touch my buddy Mark. He's a shut-in. He can't walk. All he talks about is pain. But I ask him, are you talking to God about this? We got to talk to you, Lord. There's no fancy way of doing a prayer. I've heard them all. I've heard fancy evangelists. I missed Mr. Graham. But Lord, you bless some of my people to be able to go there. But Lord, there's people right here that know you. Give them the strength, the courage, the get out and go to go out and see somebody after church. You can get the chicken later, y'all. But go see somebody. Somebody that is not here today. Bring them closer by just showing you that we love them. Lord, thank you for this church. It's your church. We love you. Forgive us of our sins that we do hold on to, Lord, but Bring them out. Bring them out now. Bring them to you, the foot of that cross that you died and rose again for me and every person in this building and every person in this world. You died and rose again. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. Let us have safe travels. Lord, bring us back at the appointed time. In Jesus' name I pray, and everybody said,
Amen.
Amen.